USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There are at least a dozen people reported dead in the wake of Wednesday's magnitude 7.4 earthquake in Taiwan. However, officials are still concerned the death toll could rise further, as many people remained trapped in collapsed highway tunnels or other structures in the aftermath. It was the worst earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Search and rescue operations were continuing Thursday. There have been hundreds of thousands of power outages resulting from severe storms in the central and northeastern U.S., and the severe weather is expected to continue for some. As of Thursday morning, there were more than 250,000 utility customers without electricity across eight states, from Maine west to Wisconsin. Severe winter weather was expected to continue for much of Thursday in New England. An Israeli military mistake that led to the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza is not moving any policy needles at the White House, tragic as it may be.
You heard from the president in his statement. He's outraged and he's heartbroken. We are all heartbroken here.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. In a statement this week, President Biden said he would continue to press Israel to be more careful with the lives of civilians in the conflict. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, former President Trump is leading President Biden in six of the country's most fiercely contested states. USA's John Schaefer with the numbers.
Trump maintains a lead in six out of seven battleground states surveyed for the upcoming 2024 presidential election, with voters expressing significant reservations about both candidates, who happen to be the oldest to ever run in history. In Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, Trump is ahead by margins ranging from 2 to 8 percentage points in a simulated ballot that does include third-party and independent candidates.
This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee, significantly bolstering financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. Californians are being asked about a bill that seeks to prevent their boss from contacting them during off hours.
It would be nice to not even have the stress of thinking that someone might call you. It would be probably good for your mental health.
The proposed bill would mandate companies to better specify employee compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond to calls, texts, or emails outside of that time frame. If passed, it would be a first for America. Meanwhile, there is significant support building around the idea of a four-day work week. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is now championing the idea. The independent senator from Vermont penned an op-ed for CNN saying it's a move that will help working families. In the piece, Sanders claimed the wealthiest people have never had it so good. At the same time, he points to a Rand Corporation study which found weekly wages for most American workers have declined when adjusted for inflation. Earlier, data showed America's richest 1% are worth a total of roughly $15 trillion more than they were when the pandemic hit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.